The wharves of Brooklyn, and every part of New York bordering the East River, were crowded with curiosity seekers. Departing from 500,000 throats, three cheers burst forth in succession. Thousands of handkerchiefs were waving above these tightly packed masses, hailing the Abraham Lincoln until it pushed into the waters of the Hudson River at the tip of the long peninsula that forms New York City. The frigate then went along the New Jersey coast, the wonderful right bank of this river, all loaded down with country homes and passed by forts to salutes from the biggest cannons. The Abraham Lincoln replied by three times lowering and hoisting the American flag, whose 39 stars gleamed from the gaff of the mizzen sail. Then, changing speed to take the buoy-marked channel that curved into the inner bay formed by the spit of Sandy Hook, it hugged this sand-covered strip of land where thousands of spectators acclaimed us one more time. The escort of boats and tenders still followed the frigate, and only left us when we came abreast of the lightship, whose two signal lights marked the entrance of the Narrows to Upper New York Bay. 3 o'clock then sounded. The harbor pilot went down to his dinghy and rejoined a little schooner waiting for him to leeward. The furnaces were stoked, the propeller churned the waves more swiftly, the frigate skirted the flat yellow coast of Long Island, and at 8 o'clock in the evening, after the lights of Fire Island had vanished into the northwest, we ran at full steam onto the dark waters of the Atlantic. So ends Part 1, Chapter 3, As Master Wishes.